And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. We got a great topic today. We're going to talk about top health issues that concern Americans. Now, back in 2014, I reported on this very health topic on the conditions that concerned Americans most then. I want to see if anything has changed in 11 years. Well, let's first go back to 1973, where people were fearful about homelessness, crime, racism, and drugs. And we have more fears today than ever before. If it wasn't nukes and broken economies, we were worried back then about something else like zombies, vampires, demons, and aliens. But the media will report that in the early 1900s, the lifespan of adult Americans was in the mid-50s, and then by 1945, it had climbed to the 60s, and then to the early 70s. So we're told that the honor for this feat of longevity goes to modern medical science. However, this is not entirely accurate. According to the Public and Environmental Health Agency of San Juan Basin, over the last 200 years, the U.S. has had life expectancy at around 80 years of age. So since the early 1800s, Americans have been living longer in their 80s. So the media reports have been, trying to convince the public that you need modern medicine to keep you living longer. Now, according to the report there were several things that contributed to the increase in longevity from 50 years to 80 years of age, and it really wasn't medical advancements. To the contrary, it was non-medical improvements that led to the better control of disease. And here is a list of things that impacted the health and longevity. Number one was improved sanitation. Better water and sewer systems, clean water was available. The invention of automobiles, which removed animal excrement from the streets. We had better agriculture. Food inspection was available and delivery of foods improved. Sanitation of garbage also was improved. They would pick up garbage and the refuse dumps were away from the cities, the dwelling areas. And lastly, refrigeration, which deterred bacteria and provided access to produce year-round. Now, all of the above that I just read have historians concluding that it was those improvements that eliminated the cause of disease and premature death. And a little later came better housing, less crowding, education on nutrition, and better air quality. Now, add to that child labor laws and higher literacy rates, and also a positive impact on overall health and longevity. And the vaccines really didn't come into full use and distribution until 1940. So here is a quote from the Public Environmental Health Agency. They said, "This period is actually referred to as the first public health revolution, and it occurred before the medical interventions of antibiotics, advanced surgical techniques, and vaccines." So what was the cause of death 200 years ago? Well, 200 years ago, a little sneeze or cough raised some concerns, and it was like you had, the plague, and respiratory diseases were the number one reason people died in the 1800s. So tuberculosis killed 1 in 4 Americans in the late 1800s, and this disease was comparable to AIDS epidemic. And tuberculosis was not deadly to those who had healthy immune systems, which prevented the disease from developing and growing. Malaria was also on the list, another concern brought into the Americas in the 16th and 17th centuries. And parasites were also a big concern, but seemed to be more severe in countries like Africa and Arabia. Plagues, of course, like smallpox and bubonic, were another issue brought by the boatloads with the immigrants from Europe. Well, you want to notice that the leading causes of death then, 200 years ago, was either a virus, a bacterial infection, or a parasitical infection. And this is not the cause today. The cause of death today, the leading causes are pharmaceutical drugs, heart disease and hypertension, cancer and diabetes. So these are metabolic disorders that weaken the body, and the toxic drugs cause further weakness and eventual collapse. Now, Jeffrey Coden, he's a professor at the Medicine and West Virginia University School of Medicine in Morgantown. He says this, Many prescription drugs really are every bit as powerful, addictive, and dangerous as heroin. Yeah, we tend to not think of the drugs that way, do we? Now, disease fear, according to the WHO, there are 12,420 different diseases in the world that keep doctors in business. In 2014, the health concerns Americans feared most were diabetes, stroke, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, and cancer. In 2025, according to the National Institute of Health, the Americans were most concerned health-wise about mental health, cancer, diabetes, obesity, substance abuse, cancer, heart disease, and infectious disease. So the Western Washington Medical Group, actually they added to that list. They said chronic diseases or multiple disease complication, lack of vaccine compliance, and violence. And then also Kent State Research added as well. They added depression and anxiety, prescription drug abuse, distracted driving, as well as food safety, antibiotic resistance, air pollution, and communicable diseases from other countries. So as we can see, there are several things to be concerned about in modern times. And it is interesting to note that 200 years ago, the main threat to the Americans' health was either a virus, bacteria, or a parasite. So compare that to the modern lists, you know, that we just read and see how complicated modern life has really become, offering multiple health risks. Now, our Bible says that, you know, post-flood, man was living 120 years, but modern lists above that we just read, we see that modern life has become complicated with multiple health risks. So the Bible tells us that prior to the flood, man lived into hundreds of years, but post-flood, we're only living 120 years, but modern man today lives about 80 years. So it's natural to conclude that the more toxins we're exposed to weakens us, increases our mortality. Modern man is supposed to be smart, but in 200 years comparison, what does it tell us? Now, some argue that without childhood vaccines, we would have an increase in mortality. But there have been scientists and physicians who have actually declared that the childhood diseases are often a problem for malnourished children with low immunity. And because of the adjuvants, the aluminum in vaccines today, it has been scientifically reported that that will cause autoimmune disease, or what they call Schoenfeld syndrome. So the last thing anyone wants is a weak or malfunctioning immune system. And I think modern medicine has its place in trauma care, but internal medicine disorders, it attempts to manage those symptoms of disease rather than cure them. There are the benefit of herbs. The Bible tells us from Genesis to Revelation, hey, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. You'll read that in chapter 1 of Genesis, verse 29 and 30, Psalms 104:14, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7, and Revelations chapter 2, 22. So from start to finish, God's saying, hey, I made you some medicinals to keep you well. Why don't you use them? So herbs contain a lot of power, and here's why they do. If herbs offered no health benefit, drug companies would not put them in their patented medications. So around 2% of your prescription drugs have herbs in them. Also, if herbs offered no health benefit, there would not be suppression of herb knowledge and its use if they were worthless. So herbs are by far less toxic and safer for the body. And if you would like to learn more on how you can address viruses, bacteria, parasites, and more, call our sponsor, Apothecary Herbs. Request their free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And of course, international, 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. They have lots of herbal tools there. You can go to their website, thepowerherbs.com. Look around, see what reviews say about the products. They have tools for cardio, immune system, toxin removal, they even have pandemic kits. So check them out and do sign up for their free online newsletters. A lot of information that will empower you there, and they're absolutely free. They are delivered by email only, so click on books and newsletters and sign up today. Well, I see I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.